Hey everyone out there on the internet, my name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And you are in fact listening to the Carolyn and Joe Show. Hey, I bet at home you're wondering, hey, how can I meet these two fine kids in person? Carolyn's about to tell you how.
Yes, we have three remaining tour dates for 2009. You can join us on May 24th at DC Counterculture Festival in Vienna, Virginia. Then on September 26th and 27th, we will be at Small Press Expo in Bethesda, Maryland. And finally, on October 10th and 11th, we will be at Baltimore Comic Con.
Hey, Carolyn, where can they meet us on the web? Like, what's our webpage?
Oh, it's www.curls-studio.com.
Man, I love this internet. See y'all later. Enjoy the show. Welcome back to the Carolyn and Joe Show.
And we're joined with James today.
Hello.
Hey, that's right.
All in the studio.
How's it going, James? I was thinking about what I was going to give you a nickname for this show.
A-Train.
I wasn't going to give you A-Train.
That would be awesome.
I wanted to say, like, we were going to go around in the circle, and I was going to be like, I was going to be like, oh, the filmmaker, writer, Joe Carabeo, and this is Carolyn Blefsky, illustrator, designer, and then, you know, next future president of America, James Mahan. I thought that would have been cool.
Next future president?
Yeah, I don't know. I was throwing that out there.
Next future master of the universe.
The master.
Imagine being the master of the universe.
Imagine being the next master of
Remember,
the universe.
Remember, that's like that guy. What's his name? Mr. Universe from Serenity?
Yeah. So how's it going, James?
Oh, it's going well.
Have you had a chance to check out the last episodes of the Carolyn and Joe Show?
I've heard bits and pieces of a couple of them. The last one I listened to was, which one was that? You guys were talking about the Slap Chop?
Was that the one?
That was a good show.
That was with Huzzard on there too, right?
Yeah, it was pretty decent.
Wait, let's...
The
I
last three episodes. Are we going to do a callback to our own show? That would be awesome.
Yes.
Imagine taking a slap chop to the face.
Oh, by the way.
That's exactly what I was
the best
saying.
Thing ever.
By the way, you guys can subscribe on iTunes.
That's right. If you guys are at home.
Okay, what was the slap chop one? That was the WrestleMania 25 prediction show.
Yeah. One, it picks up 75% of the cola.
James, did you hear about the new news about Vince Offer?
About what?
The new news about that guy, Vince.
The new news.
Vince. Oh, that guy's name
the
is
The slap chop guy?
Yeah.
His name is Vince Offer.
No, I didn't hear the news.
He, like...
Is it good?
He, like, hit a prostitute.
He hit a prostitute?
Yeah, in Florida.
You know,
I would hit a prostitute if I saw one, too.
But you know what was so perfect about that? What was so perfect about that is when our show aired, that's exactly the same time that the news came out.
But see, he didn't even, like, really get, like, much press on it. Because that actually happened, like, around Valentine's Day. And it went like a whole month unreported.
Well, you remember hearing about that dude you're getting Adele guy?
Yeah.
Remember that guy? He got arrested in New York for...
marijuana or something?
Wait, remind me who dude you're getting Adele.
There's like a guy that kind of looks like...
That's
okay,
not the guy from Zach and Miri, right? That's
no,
a total different
no,
guy.
No, that's the Matt
guy.
Oh,
yeah, that's the Matt guy. Dude,
no,
you're getting Adele.
The dude you're getting Adele guy, he had like blondish hair. Of course, this is going to like kill me for saying this, but I've kind of thought that he looked like the guy from Nickel Creek. You know that guy that's like taller and has blondish hair?
Wait, let's reiterate what the history.
Let's look up the
Adele guy. Let's reiterate. Which what exactly is the history of Dude Dragon Adele? What is that? Because it's completely blanking.
He's like goofy.
I'm gonna play the dumb guy in the show like I usually do.
Just type in Adele guy.
He was just some loser. Like he was our age, but this was like in 99 or 2000.
Actually, he didn't look like that guy. I take that back. He doesn't look like the guy from Nickel Creek.
He just used to show up at what was it, a Best Buy or wherever. People would be shopping for Dells. He'd be like, "Dude, it's a Dell. You're getting it. It's so sweet. Look, it's got the megahertz and the RAM and the."
His name is
I don't know.
His name is Ben Curtis.
Yeah, he
that is non-monumental.
Yeah, he got arrested for buying drugs in the corner or
marijuana.
Well, you know, everyone there buys drugs in the corner. I think when that happens, someone's trying to pick him off, man.
Yeah, it was a conspiracy. Because
like all those people,
so everyone just buys drugs on the corner.
Like everyone, like, everyone in Hollywood everyone or whatever just buys drugs on some Hollywood corner anyway. Someone really had to been out for that guy.
I hate Hollywood. Some, man.
I bet it was a Mac guy that was like, we need to screw over that Dell guy.
It says Ben was working at a waiter in Tortilla Flats in New York City in 2007. That's pretty recent. However, he recently formed a rock band called Whale.
Whale?
Yeah.
Like as in like the fish?
Check him out.
Yeah.
The mammal?
Yeah, you're right. Mammal.
And then he guest starred in an episode of Law and Order.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Was he? Damn it. Mammal. Hold that up. Click that.
click that shit.
Remember, doesn't have anything else.
I don't know if you remember. I remember that there was that one time on Facebook, James, where what is it now? It's not what you're thinking. Is it what you're thinking? Is that the post
what's
is?
On your mind?
What's on your mind? You're like, I'm planning this. I'm planning. You know, you did like a list of like, I'm planting all these plants. You know, and then like my response was like, plant that shit, yo. Because I remember you telling me telling me the story about that time when you're I forget what it was.
Do you think the guy from Nickel Creek looks like that guy?
I don't really remember.
Look.
Nickel Creek, that was like 10 years ago when they were.
Here's that guy. The guy I'm talking about.
Dell?
Boobies.
Does he look like Dell guy?
Boobies. No, I don't know.
He kind of does. I mean, I could see the resemblance a little bit. But I mean, if I saw that guy, I wouldn't automatically think of
him. But if I was the Nickel Creek guy, I'd be like, hell, I don't want to look like that guy.
But you know, no one remembers who the Dell guy is these days anyway.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. I didn't remember. But now when you brought it back up, I do remember that campaign. I'm like, dude, you're getting a Dell. After that, he was like, dude, I'm getting some weed and some shit after that. We can y'all get that.
Yeah, I remember the
smoke
Yahoo,
that shit, yo.
Yahoo article. It's the heading was, dude, I'm getting a cell.
Oh my god.
That's vicious.
That's pretty awesome, actually.
Yeah, rules.
Man.
But,
a whole spokesperson. I bet he like drove all the sales of Dell down so bad.
I was thinking about that. Oh, I wish we could find the stats.
It's the internet. Are we just going to cruise the internet
forever?
Look up
Dell statistics 2001.
Wait, what?
Or something.
You pinpoint the moment that Dell died.
When was that? The Dell guy.
Some people still use. Well, we're using a Dell right now.
Oh yeah, all I use is Dell actually.
You got a Dell?
Yeah, that's a Dell. Even though that's like my.
Oh wait, I would just want to say something about Vince.
Man, do we sound like we're on like a sugar high or something? Dude, it really does feel like it's going so fast.
I know, because.
But if people can't catch up, you know, I have to say something. I have heard a few people say about our show that we like change topics.
Tropics. We change tropics.
We change tropics. We go out of the time zone, in and out, up and down, over here, over there.
Up,
you know,
boobies.
Up, down, and boobies. But like, what I'm saying is that. If you can't keep up with us, then that's your problem. Just stop listening.
Get out of the way.
No, don't stop listening. Just subscribe and keep going. Because if we get to 100...
Actually, you know what? Just keep going and keep subscribing, and maybe one day your brains can think as fast as us.
Is there anyone twittering a question for me? I don't know.
I don't know.
I haven't checked it out yet. I'm supposed to, but computer. Carolyn's in charge of the computer. I'm in charge of the magical mystery tour over here. And James is our guest. Future... King of the universe.
Do you guys think that we talk too fast or switch subjects too fast?
I'm not even paying attention. James?
What do you think, James?
I like it better that way. Because, you know, you can only talk about a certain subject so much, and then you need to move on. You don't need to sit here and talk about the same thing for half an hour, an hour.
Have you ever listened to any other podcast out there?
Like other people's?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, neither have I.
I don't really care to either. Who cares?
So I have listened to, like, sometimes I'm on IMDb and I check out some people's podcasts, like, because they get, like, a link up there, and they're all like, and now the 50 greatest movies of all time, and this is, that's what we just had last show.
Yeah, we did have
50 greatest movies of all
time.
No,
but that's That's what's great about, because those shows are so focused, and they really intellectualize and debate about it, while we, during our top 10 listing, went off on a tangent about, like, the cartoons. Just cartoon like theme songs.
But actually, when we had our Watchmen show, we did talk majority, I'd say like 98% about Watchmen. In the beginning, we had a little tribute to Test, who died. I don't know if you know that, James.
I heard about that.
Yeah. I did find out that Test died of painkillers. That was, you know.
Painkillers.
Same painkillers that killed Heath Ledger, who played the Joker from The Dark Knight, which you probably still have not seen yet, dude.
He died of AIDS.
Oh, what?
He's gay, wasn't he?
What? No?
Heath Ledger?
Well,
he's with all the ladies.
Pretty sure I've seen him make out with the dude on camera.
All right, when did you see this?
Well, that was true.
When I watched Brokeback Mountain.
Yeah, but
kidding. I didn't watch it, but I heard about it.
Hey, man, I saw that. I saw that movie. That movie is awesome. I just got a text. Let's see who's texting me.
Are you serious?
Okay, cool.
Is this a public text?
No. Well, okay. we may have a guest at around our 9 o'clock show, so that's cool.
Who's that?
Joe's cousin.
My cousin.
Surprise.
My cousin. My evil cousin.
Sweet.
So he might be.
So
here.
He might fight you to take over the world.
That's right.
Wait, is it actually your cousin or is it like a?
What do you think I'm like an?
But I mean, you know how like.
No, it is my like, cousin, dude.
A real blood cousin.
All right.
A blood.
It's
cousin.
Not like it's, like it's my cousin.
My cousin, yo, like. Like people who talk like that.
My cousin, yeah.
But now who talks like that?
Yeah, my cousin, yo. We're trying to get.
Yeah, my
time.
Cousin.
Trying to get.
I remember TJ used to say that all the time. And I'm like, what?
TJ, you don't have any cousins.
TJ, you don't even.
So Joe, do you want to?
TJ, where are
you? Do you want to talk about our experience today? Going to the comic book store, plant emporium, exotic plant, whatever that place was.
You guys went to a plant shop.
I didn't really. That wasn't that big of a story, was it?
I don't know. I thought it was kind of funny.
You know what I want to do?
What?
If I may.
I'll bring it up later. What? What?
Or on the subject of plants.
Well, I text back.
I want to buy some Venus flytraps, right?
They had some there.
Right.
Yeah.
You should have got some.
Damn it. What I want to do. I could go back and get some.
I want to just start feeding it bugs. Like right away.
Yeah.
Get this thing huge. Like feed it the biggest, juiciest bugs I can find.
Yeah.
And just see how big, if I can get it like... The size of, what was that movie with the huge Venus flytrap that was like eating people?
I don't know. Do you know
what? Like a giant Venus flytrap was.
Man, the giant plant that.
Hold on, I'm
it was like an old movie that.
Joe's busy texting.
Hold on,
he's
you
not.
Got, talk, yeah, talk
come
to,
on,
talk
you
to
be,
Carolyn's more Carolyn, in touch
gotta,
with the real world
I know
than
you
I am.
Look it up. Look it up online.
Okay, is that what's gonna happen? What? Every single time we can't think of something, we just look it up online.
Well, it's.
What
we're like totally cheating.
Beauty of technology.
Okay, I typed in Venus flytrap movie.
It was an old
Little
one.
Shop of Horrors?
Yes.
Okay.
How did you just stick that out? How did you know about Little Shop of Horrors, James?
I mean, how to know it. I'm human. I've been around. I'm not. How'd you know about it?
I didn't know about it. And I'm
a
filmmaker.
They had a sign on the door that said Little Shop of Horrors, and it said, we have Venus flytraps, and then there was a picture of a Venus flytrap on the sign.
Sweet.
Now, were you saying you wanted to be able to eat human beings?
No, not humans, but...
Why not, man?
Dude, what if it ate me? Like, what if I tripped and fell into it or something?
I don't know.
What?
You're going to be the ruler of the universe. You should be able to power it.
You got
to
fight it.
Think about it. Think about being the master of the universe. What are you going to do after that?
You just got to grow your own Venus flytraps.
Yeah, but there's
have
many...
Have them be your minions.
There's many universes out there. You're just going to battle other universes.
There's only one universe, isn't it?
No. No, wait, we have...
Wait,
oh, okay.
Isn't there
no,
a different
that,
world,
man,
like
I'm
the
idiot.
Justice League
I'm
world
an, I'm
and,
an
like,
idiot. We,
Earth
we have our,
2?
I'm an idiot. We have our own solar system. We don't have our own solar
wait,
system.
Wait, what happened to... Now, can you explain to me what happened to Pluto? Like, that diminished from a planet, apparently.
Yeah, didn't, like, it got worn down so much that it just turned into a moon?
Pluto? I don't know. Did it get worn down, or did they just all of a sudden discover that it was smaller than they actually thought?
I think it's just a big ball of ice or something.
Ice?
Isn't that what it was?
I mean, I've never been there.
Oh my god!
Like,
to the internet.
What would happen if we did? Like, you know,
what would happen without the internet?
This is a question I pose for you. I bet, you know, when I started getting into the internet, what happened? I got on the honor roll in college. You know, and
you got
smarter. I got real smart because I was like, wow, I don't have to leave my house. And I can just go on the internet and
well,
research
look what
everything.
Look what happened when I typed in Pluto.
Well, of course you're gonna get the dog Pluto when he pops up.
Pluto.
Oh man.
Also, James, I actually want to talk Afghanistan with you for a moment.
Wait, let me just get this comment out.
Okay.
Isn't it ridiculous that Pluto can't talk, yet he's talking to a mouse?
What are you talking about?
Pluto, the dog.
Yeah?
Maybe he can talk, he's barking.
Who's the mouse? Mickey Mouse?
Mickey no, mouse it's Minnie.
I had to think for a second. I'll watch that stuff.
The mouse.
See, I don't think we don't pretend to be people we're not, so we're just going to... The first thing off the top of our heads, we're going to say...
Since you brought up the topic of having the internet and being smarter because of the internet... James,
I'm a genius!
James, so, like, you just got back from Middle East a while ago, back in December, right?
Yeah, November.
Okay, November, December.
Did you ever go to, like, the Outer East?
The outer, as opposed to the middle?
As opposed to the middle.
No. That would be it, right?
Well,
this is like the West.
Can I just say, like, someone I know just got back from Afghanistan after 6 months, just this past week.
Yeah.
And it was interesting because we were talking about how, like, basically they're trying to educate everyone over there, like, basically from a low standpoint from, like, bathing. Like, this is how you bathe yourself and take care of personal hygiene and stuff like that. So, but then he was, like, saying that they're trying to equip these people with computers and, like, empower them and, like, you know, give them the technology, like, to learn and stuff like that. But then the sad part is that they're just using all these computers for porn.
Hey, man, that's
pretty
what
much.
We do
and I just wanted to, see, like, get your opinion about that. Like,
that is the nature of the beast. I mean, that's humans.
But then how come they treat their women like shit? You know, and they're like, oh, you can't go out to go get grocery. You must cover your face.
They're still
humans.
You know,
that's,
makeup
you
know that's a Jewish accent, right? What,
I don't know, babushka. No, but I'm just saying, like, I can't.
Russian.
I don't know how do you, like, I know that's a
yes,
Russian.
Russia.
Mother Russia, yes. Stay in your house, woman. Cook food for me. I bring you potatoes and you cook for me.
Is that how they are in Russia?
Wait, so what are we talking about now? What was the question?
No, I'm basically asking. Okay, like, yeah, porn is prominent on the internet, potatoes. Whatever. I don't look at it, but, like, I'm just saying that, like, I guess a lot of people use the internet for porn. But I just think it's, like, a sad moment when, like, they can treat their women like that, and then all these Middle Eastern people, like, can just use a computer for porn.
But you know what sucks, though?
Like, don't they ever, like, empower themselves, like, to learn something prominent?
Well, there's... I don't know. I can't answer that question. But I will say something about porn. For any man out there...
Right.
Think about it,
dude,
Joe. You probably back me up on that
one. It's like the United States is working hard to, like, help these people,
hold
and
on,
then they're just watching porn.
Let me just say something about porn.
Man, come on. Can I finish my thought, please?
All right,
yes.
Can I finish? Can I finish?
Yes.
Yes, let's talk about porn right now.
I'm finished. No, all right.
I just want to know your point of view, like, based on being there and, like, at trying to educate these people and, like, what's your... This is our world affairs, like, moment of the Carolyn and Joe show.
Yeah, I mean, it sucks. I mean, obviously, you're going to be pissed off about that, but, I mean, it's, what else do you expect, you know? I know the first...
Like, I wouldn't
expect them
to, like, look at porn all the time.
You expect them to, like, look at, like, you know... Mickey Mouse teaches the ABCs or something.
Yeah,
yeah.
Wait, I mean, that's. I'd rather watch that.
Hold on, let's clarify.
They'd rather watch porn.
Wait,
so would
first,
I.
Let's clarify the debatable question here.
Oh,
Carolyn
God.
Is asking Carolyn's asking the question that basically, what the Middle Eastern people are all being taught how to use the internet, and yet from
they just use porn.
But in response of one of her friends that came back from the Middle East. He said all they use the internet for is to watch porn
and
all they
sad.
Use computers for.
It's basically sad.
Yeah.
And
well, I mean, we shouldn't give them computers then. I don't know. We should give the computers to, like, the schools in America that don't have them.
Well, say, if you were the master of the universe, James.
Yeah.
Yes, how would you solve this
How would you solve this porn epidemic
and
in
also
Middle
the whole
East?
Problem of the Middle East?
Would it be just to take away... No, not...
Dude,
would it be just to take away all of the computers or what?
Those people are so... They're so retarded.
Now I'm gonna take. I'm gonna go out on a limb and say that this commentary doesn't reflect the what that doesn't reflect the opinions
the
opinions of the Carolyn Cho Show
or the military.
It's just
the opinion of James.
Yeah,
this is James' opinion. I am just letting him say it.
These people, think about it. Why do their countries suck so bad and ours is so great? I mean, is it just by chance, or is it because of? You know,
well, but like how you know
the
how
caliber
long
of the people you get there.
Their country has been around for X amount of years, a zillion amount of years, and like
so
they
ours.
Can't.
We had the Indians were here and we came over.
Yeah,
and
okay, but like
it.
America relatively is like pretty young.
Dominated
and like
dominate the Indians.
But okay, like that's a whole nother topic, which is
well,
a whole
no,
other thing.
Sad.
But like,
trail
yeah, it is kind of sad. But look, okay, that's another whole nother like sad moment in history. But what I'm saying is like. If you can't, like, bathe yourself and, like, you treat your women, like, horribly, like, I just don't get it. Like, I
oh,
just...
and then they got, like, nice technology.
No,
like,
no,
we're giving
see,
them,
this...
like, all this capabilities, like, they're just
like,
using
they could,
it for...
like, I don't
well, I
know,
have,
they could learn
have,
amazing things.
I have
then...
seen, I'm a fan of, like, the serious MTV documentaries, and they do have, I've seen a documentary of saying, like, True Life, I'm a... I'm a teen living in Afghanistan. And they, from that documentary, they did have nice things there. So I can't, you know, in clear conscience say that everyone's there.
But I basically,
there, you know?
From like what my other friend was saying.
Not Afghanistan, it was Iraq, my fault.
Well, from my other friend, what he was saying about Afghanistan is also like the people over there, like whoever's in charge of power each week, like they will follow that person just in order not to get killed. Like just to keep living their life. Like whoever is like running around the streets like that week that's in power.
Do they just rotate?
I mean, I don't know. I've never been over there, but basically like that was the feeling I got.
Now James, you were in your station majority in where? Iraq or Afghanistan?
Western Iraq.
Okay. Just want to clarify cuz yeah. I didn't want to not know where your station. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just wanted to ask James this because.
Well, it seems like those people are just gravitating towards the coolest thing on the internet, like everyone else would. Yeah. They're just like, wow. Listen, we talked about this 10 times before. The first time we talked about the internet back during the Christmas time with the crazy Cooney Christmas. We were like, remember back when we first got the internet? What was the first thing you did? Is you looked at porn. And that's probably what they're doing.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. That was where I was going with that whole thing.
Why did you just say it, dude?
I was trying to, and you guys kept, like, saying, well, no, damn it, what I'm trying to say. That's basically, that was my whole point. Thank you for making my point
okay.
for me.
Okay, so basically the human, thing it's is just that as a male human, the first thing you're inclined to do is look at porn.
Probably girls, yeah, too.
That's, like, the default thing. All right.
Okay,
go on the computer.
I can understand that for
Yahoo
a while.
Mail.
Okay, like, let's just,
Yahoo
let,
mail.
Let's
Yahoo
just
mail,
let, it,
Google,
let it go.
Or bank account. All right, there's nothing else to do.
And then you're just type in, like, bikinis,
well,
girls, and stuff like that.
I don't do anything. Well, bookmark.com. Here, check
I haven't checked out bookmark.com.
Man. Bookmark?
Check it out. Bookmark.com.
Should we check it out here?
Free advertisement.
Why are we going to check out bookmark.com?
I don't know.
No, don't look it up. I'm just saying.
I don't want to.
We don't sponsor bookmark.com by chance.
But, like, I guess I'm just saying, like, I just find it interesting that, like, their culture. No, this is, like, really, I'm not trying to,
is
like,
it their culture, though? I don't know if that's, like,
I'm not trying to
they're,
stir
like,
anyone's
I hate women,
emotions.
But I love porn. It seems
no,
like.
No, it's not that they hate women. It's just that, like, treat their women like subordinate, and then they just like it's actually like you're my slave and I own you.
Yeah, it is.
Deal.
It is their culture. They're
like,
I don't know if it's really
like,
their
does that mean?
But,
does
but
that?
Then like, but then how come they can't embrace like the sexuality of their own women and like make them sexy?
They're,
instead,
they're
like, oh, you must hide your body, woman.
They're all gay.
Are they?
Yeah.
I heard
Iraqis?
About that too.
Then why are they looking
I
at
heard
porn?
About that
they,
too.
No, they.
They're like secretly
probably
gay.
Looking at gay porn.
Oh, really? Is that what they're really
I don't
doing?
Know, probably.
No, but I heard that. Like,
now, I know
what if
that,
they're like secretly? Weren't you talking about that too, James? Like they're secretly gay.
Now I know.
But
like,
not secretly. They walk around.
They're
like
openly. No, but like their wives like don't really know. Or
no,
do they,
men
do
are,
their wives know?
Men are for the pleasure, and women are for procreating.
For cooking and stuff.
No, just, well,
no, not to
just
do
to make
cooking,
kids.
Not to cook.
But so like yeah. when they're online looking at porn, are they looking at gay porn?
Serious carelessness.
I don't know.
I want to know this stuff because it's irritating me how there's like
oh.
this war over here, and then like the first things I
no,
hear
war
from
over
people
the, war over there, not over here.
Okay, well there's war over there, which is affecting
we,
over
we,
here.
We have our war
and then all I hear
drugs.
From people that come back is that they're it's all like a porn and shit, and I'm like, well, what? I'm like, what is the whole point of to go over there to give them porn?
I'm in the
I don't know.
The Iraqi army guys that we used to work with. Like, some of them had some pretty sweet cell phones, you know, like, kind of cell phones, like, touch screens and stuff, and you could watch videos.
Yeah.
You could, like, put porn and stuff on. It's
kind of
like the iPhone type of deal or whatever.
So basically this war is all about porn.
Yeah,
the war on porn?
They were showing me the porn they had in their things.
Was it male porn?
Why would
gay
they,
porn?
No, they had...
They just walked up like, hey, James, check this out.
It was, like, regular porn, like, kind of porn I would watch.
Like, regular porn.
Like, not gay porn, but I'm saying...
It's like, male
I'm woman. Saying all these guys are gay. Not all of them, but you know what I mean? A lot.
So basically the men use each other for themselves, for pleasure.
Yes, yeah, disgusting.
And then the women just like are there to make babies.
Damn it, how do we get
So what do the women do?
Well, it's because that's what she wants to talk about. That's
the women work in the fields and they clean and cook and do all that.
Yeah, who
they
wants
do all the
to
work?
Do all that if you don't get like the other side of that? You know what
the
I mean?
The men just
like,
chill. Oh, you want to hear something funny? The one of our interpreters is telling me about it. The women like sometimes the men go out and like, you know, to other towns and stuff, and like the women are home alone, and they have the Playboy channel and like all kinds of porn on. They have satellite TV out there, even though they live in like these mud shacks.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny.
Which I don't get either.
Well, yeah. Because that's the only way to get cable from satellite, right?
But then, like, okay, so why are they like so?
Wait,
in some way.
That's all right. So, what he was telling me is that the women, like, a lot of times, they'll just sit at home and watch the porn on TV.
What?
But it's like American stuff.
Wait, so the women are watching the porn, not the guys?
Yeah, yeah.
The when the guys
so
are at home,
porn is for
the,
everyone there.
When the guys are out working, whatever, women are like, "Whoa, cool."
I mean, they're not out working; they're out just like, you know, wherever. They don't work, man.
The men are out just being gay with each other, and the women are at home watching porn.
I mean, they have cars and stuff, so they travel, whatever, go to
wherever.
The women do all the work.
But anyway, while the women are at home alone, they'll sit around and watch this porn on TV, and like. For that reason, they don't respect their men because they think that all Americans are like, you know, like the guys in porn.
So they're like, wow, these guys in porn are 10 times better than the guys we have that are my husbands or whatever.
Yeah, but yeah.
And then guys, then the men are thinking the same. those men are thinking the same exact thing.
They're like, I wanted Jenna Jameson, and all I got is you.
Just like Borat.
Yeah, it's like.
Wait, what happened in Borat?
He wanted Pam Anderson.
Yeah. He tried to put her in the wedding sack.
Oh my gosh.
Is it similar to like how it is Iraq that you saw similar to how Borat is?
No, that was like different country. That was like
or you know like the way they treat their women.
Oh.
Now I mean you saw their women. Are their women? I mean, are they not attractive or what? Is that a reason why they don't like them from your perspective?
Some of them are like really manly, man. They get these huge, like
unibrow?
Strong hands and stuff.
Because all they do is like work in the fields and stuff like that.
They're all hairy.
So who works more, the women or the men over there?
The women do.
See that? I don't get. I don't get it.
I mean, I
it's
know,
like it doesn't make any sense to me at all. Okay.
What type of work do they do again?
Like
slavery.
Farming like and slavery. Stuff like working out in the fields, like, you know, with the donkeys and stuff, like tilling and stuff.
What?
Tilling the fields, you know.
Tilling with the donkeys, don't you know?
I'm tilling?
Like the soil, man. You know what I'm talking about? The thing that breaks up the soil.
Oh, okay. I didn't know what the technical word was.
They're out there, like, milking the goats and stuff.
They're like, so basically, this is
awesome. I saw this woman beating the crap out of this goat and trying to get milk from it.
Sad.
How is that helping her?
And this thing was squealing, man. It was funny as hell. We were just walking by, and she was whoosh, like whipping the crap out of this thing.
Oh my god! Poor
like
goat.
Pulling on the thing, whipping it.
Give me the milk.
No, okay. Like, see, this is what I don't get.
Give me the milk.
Like, okay, like you know Uday and Kuse. Saddam Hussein's sons. Well, like I heard that they have in their palace, they had like a whole bunch of porn and like. Naughty pictures, and then with those pictures were pictures of Jenna and Barbara Bush, the Bush twins.
Oh yeah, I heard about that too.
And see, like, okay, you know, whatever, that's kind of creepy, but I'm just saying, like,
hot. Well,
I mean,
one is
they're okay, like, you know what I mean, like, that's kind of creepy to be all like, I hate America, and like, you know, they're all like this war against America, and then they have like the president's daughters pictures in with their porn collection, and then like, I don't know, it just kind of creeps me out that they can like be so like in one end of their brain be like so like pro America, be like, oh, the American women is beautiful, and
don't,
like,
aren't they,
oh,
like West, they're like Western like, culture like, is
they,
evil
and
or
they
something
lo- they yeah. like love our movies and they love mafia movies and all this other stuff, but then on the other side of their brain, like the one that's like more connected with the history of their culture and stuff, is all like saying how bad America is and like degenerate everything is, but then at the same time they still like succumb to all the American stuff. Like even the 9/11 hijackers, the night before that incident happened, they were like going to strip club and stuff. It's like, to me that doesn't make any sense in the way of thinking. Like if you were that diehard like anti-American, like you would totally not absorb our culture, but then they like absorb our culture and our women and our fantasies, whatever they think. I guess we're all porn with strip clubs and stuff, but then like at the other end, they like totally fight and like give up their lives to be against us. It makes no sense. Can any of you make any sense out of that?
Well, I guess,
or do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess porn really is like a universal entertainment.
But then, like, why do they like talk bad about our culture, and then they talk like they don't, they like say that American stuff is bad, but then they're partaking in it.
It's because of like any other jealousy, you know?
Do you think it's like a jealousy thing?
Probably.
I just don't understand it fully.
I understand it because like no, I don't actually understand it. I just, you know.
But then they want to hold down, like, their own peoples. Like, their own women, too. Like, they could have, like, sexy women if they wanted to, but they, like, don't.
Really, it feels to me it's like...
they're like, go work in the field, woman.
It's like, almost like a locust mentality. How you just sort of, like, consume everything around you, and then you want the next one. And then you sort of, you have a mentality that's a, you know, it's like almost like you're always an antagonist towards certain things.
Like
towards
ID4, what you want.
Right? Like ID4. Exactly like ID4.
I just don't, like, if somebody could, like, explain it to me, I would be willing to listen to this whole thing, but it's like, I don't fully, like, I kind of, like, get a little bits and pieces of it, but I don't fully understand why.
Well, let's see. What's the reason to holding down your women? You want to become powerful, you know? It more or less seems like a power move to always seem to be, like...
But why do that? Like, it's stupid. It's, like, really dumb.
It's very testosterone-driven. Maybe there's too much testosterone happening over there.
Maybe.
Sure, it's hot in the summertime.
I mean, like, only till recently, like, women in America started getting equality somewhat. Like, I don't still feel like there's full equality.
I don't even think there's full equality anywhere anyway. I think it's really still the survival of the fittest is what really happens.
Yeah. I don't know. I just don't think, like, the women over there are empowered. Or at least seems to be, like, most of them are.
And yet they seem to do all the work, which means they're pretty strong, man.
It makes no sense. So why don't they just, like, rise above and, like... But then it all comes down to, like, their culture. They're like, this is how we weren't brought up.
Now, the question is, do they want to? Are they happy as they are?
James, what was your opinion over there of the people? Are they happy?
I don't know. It's seeing them, like, got me all depressed because, like, you know, I'm like, man, I couldn't imagine living here my whole life. Just like, this is the only thing I know. There's, like, there's no Borders. And there's no Burger King. There's nothing.
No chain restaurants.
Yeah, I was saying, you know what I mean? Like, if you need something, if you're living here, right, and you need something, you'd be like, oh, just...
But they could go on the internet now. But instead, they're too busy with their porn.
I mean, maybe, like, in Baghdad or something. You know,
can they, can Borders deliver there? If they go on, like, Amazon.com or something, can they deliver?
I think Amazon can deliver everywhere,
I don't think they have, like, addresses.
What?
Well, they just...
It's just, like, random houses, like, here and there. It's not, like, streets. There's, like, one road, like, along the river. And there's, like, another road that goes out to the main highway, and then that's it.
Would you rather be there or, like, in the Amazon? Deep in the Amazon.
Damn it, I don't know. I think I'd rather be in the Amazon because at least it rains, man.
That's true.
And there's water, like, fresh water.
Bugs.
What?
Yeah,
then you can have your plant,
dude,
to eat bugs.
They had a river, but it was disgusting.
Like,
is it a pretty still river?
Like a river of feces.
Oh, I heard that also. My friend that came back there, he said that the world's largest amount of, like, air quality control is, like, fecal matter there. It's like pretty much.
What?
It's like pretty much all fecal matter. Yeah. Like in the air, like the air you're breathing is, like, all fecal matter.
Yeah, that explains why I was coughing for, like, 6 weeks after I got home.
Yeah.
Coughing up mud.
So what exactly?
It's feces.
If we're going to bring this even further, what are they fighting over there, man? What the hell are they fighting over? That if that's all they have is just dirt and then...
They're fighting against us.
But you gotta be able to have something worth fighting for first. They're just trying to get out of there.
Yeah, most of those people are just trying to go back to their lives, man. Trying to get on with their lives and, like... I mean, they didn't have any, like, bad, like, animosity towards us while we were there.
They just want to have everything
pretty
normal.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes sense, too. Because if they have that stuff like that, like, back in, like, in Africa and stuff like that.
But, like, some of the guys would tell us... There was one guy that spoke English, and he was kind of like the spokesman for the couple towns around there.
Yeah.
And he spoke perfect English. We all thought he was a terrorist. But,
he knows too much.
But, maybe he is.
He was like, man, a lot of these people, they don't want you guys to leave because, you know, once you guys leave this area... You know, insurgents are going to come back, whatever. Start fucking with us again.
It's like a double-edged sword, man. You got to have some sort of, like, symbol.
See, I think the women should just, like, all rise up and just, like, when the insurgents come back, the women should take care of business. And then become all, like...
They could
become all, like, Amazon warriors.
They would all have to get armed.
Yeah. Just, like, train all the women, because there's the, those are the fighters over there, and the men are just dabbling around.
Like, Pakistan and stuff, they have women in their army. They have, like, whole divisions of, like, women, like, infantry soldiers.
See, those are the tough ones. If you're working on the fields all day like that, you gotta be, like, built.
That's
like,
true.
Your back and your arms and stuff.
Yeah. Big lats and deltoids.
Seriously, if you're... I'm
and
just
they were
saying,
fully covered, even, I'm assuming,
even,
too, right?
If,
yeah.
If even if you were to take, okay, let's just say any traditional American woman or soccer mom, whatever, or, like, anyone, even if you were to take me and, like, put me out in the fields to work for a year, I can tell you I would have a lot muscle, like, just straight up working. So then right there, you're already more trained than the men.
It's kind of funny, though, like, the women weren't used to men, like, talking to them. Like, sometimes they're... We'd be standing out there, like, guarding the house while we had somebody in there, like, our lieutenant or somebody in there talking to the owner.
Yeah.
And we'd just stand there chilling the outside. The women would be around, like, in the yard working and be coming in and out. Like, I'd say hi to one of them. They, like, look at me and they'd be all surprised and they, like, get all pumped up. They'd be like, waving back.
Oh, like, oh my gosh, you saw me.
They're like,
you see me, I'm alive.
They're just like, that, they're just like, you made their day, James. I swear you did.
But, you know, isn't that the same almost like in China and stuff, too? Because aren't the women sort of looked down, like frowned upon there, too?
It's so like terrible.
No.
Like in Asian countries?
Oh, man.
Not in the Philippines.
They murder their little boys, man, because they...
they can only have one child, right?
What are we talking about?
No, you're right. You're right. They kill the... If they have a girl, they kill them, right? Because they want their name to live on or something, because they're so overpopulated.
And also, like, you know, like, the women aren't supposed to be, you know, I'm not sure. I'm not going to go on the record, but isn't it sort of like how that culture is where, like, the women, you know, you don't speak to them or, you know what I mean? Like, you always have that sense.
Who knows?
I don't know
I don't know. Exactly. Look it up on the internet.
No.
I was trying to segue away from it somehow, dude.
Why are you you're trying to get away from this topic?
No, I'm trying
Sorry,
to,
it's like intense. Wait,
I'm trying to go cultural. I'm trying to go global to like the next level of where women are like.
But I just
mistreated.
Think like okay, like also, okay, I have nothing against like
in the South.
I'm
the
just
dirty
saying,
South.
I have nothing dirty against I have nothing against porn stars or models. All right,
let's go around the world and let's rate how women are treated. And we'll start with, I guess, I'm assuming, oh no, I know that in Afghanistan, women are not treated pretty well. What's next? What's the next place? And then Iraq.
Somewhere where they're treated crappy?
Or, you know, but we'll just go to the next country over. Which
country do you think is treated women the best?
Canada.
Well, I think any country where a woman has to have a towel over her head, like in public, is messed up.
And that's not a religion, right? Or is it?
I think that's a religious thing. But I think it's like a lot of it is a cultural thing too, because you see a lot of Muslim women in America that don't wear that. Yeah.
All right. So in Africa, how do they treat their women?
They rape them.
Dude, Africa. Africa is just disgusting, man. I would never go to Africa. I mean, it'd be a cool place to visit, but
Africa is divided into pieces, right?
No, I heard that like young girls are raped there. Like they'll be like 12 years old and then they get raped and have baby and like have AIDS and stuff.
Probably have.
So well, I'm probably assuming that they're not treated pretty. What?
Probably happens in DC too.
What?
Oh yeah, AIDS is like AIDS is like an epidemic in DC now. Like it's, they said,
AIDS epidemic is back again.
Yeah, it's pretty
back
big.
Again. I don't think it went anywhere.
Like we're like the worst area that have like
people are
STDs
never,
in this area.
People are never going to be able to tell if I'm
like
being 20, serious or telling a joke.
25% of people in like DC have been estimated to have AIDS and don't know about it.
I saw that on Seven on My Side the other day.
But that's one. You know that
in Richmond they have 12 on your side.
But isn't that 12. All the ABCs are on
why
your
are,
side?
Why are they on your side?
No, it's ABC
I don't want them on
network.
My side. This isn't like a tug of war.
Just tell me the news, man. Yeah, tell me the truth.
Don't gotta be on my side for that. I'd rather it be optimistic. I'd rather it be down the middle. Don't choose a side.
Don't tell me what I want to hear. Tell me what you know.
Well, tell me what's
the
up.
News, man.
Yeah, man. Don't be on my side when you tell me. This isn't the worst.
So you want the Fox News, No Balance, whatever the whatever.
Yeah,
what
fair
is
balance.
Fair balance.
Wait, is that what?
Fair balance.
AKA
number
conservative.
News.
On your side. What's the benefits of being on my side when they tell me the news?
See, when they're on your side, then you're gonna get like false sense of security. Like they're giving you all the. Correct information that
they're
you
lying
know, that
to
pertains
you.
To you.
They're lying to you to make you feel better without your news.
So you're gonna watch that, and then you're gonna see, and then you're gonna flip over to something that's not on your side. You're gonna be like, "Wait a minute, that's not what they told me."
Yeah, exactly. Someone's lying here, but these people are too busy trying to be on my side, trying to be my best friend. You know what I mean? I don't need a best friend. I need someone to t- tell me the real news. So, what's happening in Africa? What's happening in Africa?
So
I want to know
district,
that. How many girls being raped?
In the District of Columbia, 3% of people have AIDS diagnosed.
Check in Canada. All of Canada.
Check in Thailand.
I don't know. There's
Canada.
No listing for that.
But they did
say that up to 25% of people in DC like might have AIDS but don't know about
do
it.
They treat,
which is like crazy.
Do they treat women well in Thailand?
No, man. They get know. Like 8-year-old prostitutes and stuff.
Yeah, oh yeah, Thailand is pretty bad. I saw like a 20 or something.
Does
like,
no one treat women
no, but
good?
I,
what about
no,
Canada?
But even worse
no,
about
Canada
Thailand
sucks.
Is like you can have like, they have really bad child sex laws. You can basically go there and have sex with children. Like they basically like rent out children for sex.
Yeah, didn't they do a Chris Hansen Dateline
NBC there was like,
about
yeah,
that?
There was like some type of Dateline or 2020 about it. Basically, Thailand is like the place to go if you want to have sex with kids.
Yeah, Chris Hansen like found these,
what?
He found
Which
these like
nasty.
Old white guys from America that like travel
there
just to have sex with little
yep,
boys.
Because it's like legal there.
Excuse me, sir. Can I talk to you for a minute? I'm Chris Hansen from Dateline NBC. I'm doing a story on men who travel to Thailand to have sex with little boys. Can I talk to you for a minute? The guy be like, no, get away from me. And he run away.
He pulls up his pants and shit.
That's gross, dude. Like, if you have to go to a whole other country,
dude,
like,
imagine someone running up. Imagine being on the opposite end of that. Someone's running up to you.
So sick.
Well, you're like all excited. Oh, I'm going to get this little kid. And you're like, hey, what the hell? I'm not...
We're laughing about it. That
all
sucks,
excited
man.
To get quote Joe. All excited to get this little kid.
What? Well, right, I just watched Hard Candy too. Isn't that sort of what that's about?
Kind of, I guess.
Hey Joe, remember that tape you let me borrow like in 10th grade?
What tape? What tape is it? No.
Was this a board?
What yes. tape are you talking about? Right. Clarify yourself before I have to.
Wait, what is this? Joe, are you getting Joe into trouble?
I have a million tapes
no.
here.
This is a long time ago, so I don't think it matters anymore. It was a VHS tape.
Okay.
Yeah, like you let me borrow a tape.
Okay.
It had some porn on it, right? Or it supposedly had porn on it.
Uh-huh. No, it had.
This is a good one.
It had the what's it called? Halloween Havoc.
So I'm sitting there ready to watch it.
What?
No, it was.
All right, let's start the story. Start the story over. Okay. All right. So I used to get wrestling from Ratish.
Uh-huh.
Like he used to give me all like give me tapes full of, like the pay-per-views and stuff like that. And so
and
like
then he had porn on it.
Well, because he also had a side business of doing that too. You know?
Yeah.
So he also had a side business of doing that too. So I don't know. No, that's really what happened was.
No, I believe you actually.
But what happened was James is all pumped up to see Hulk Hogan against Ultra.
Like, yes, Halloween Havoc.
And then he was excited to see just that match. He's like, I'm pumped up to watch Hulk Hogan against Ultimate Warrior. Was that what that was?
No. It was, I was like, oh, damn it, Joe, I need to borrow some porn, man. So you let me borrow a tape of porn. I didn't know it had anything to do with WCW. So you're like, here, you brought it to school or whatever. And I take it home and I'm about to watch it.
Like,
I'm thinking that it's just...
you guys exchanging tapes at Braddock.
So I think I put it in my VCR in my room. And I'm sitting there, you know, I'm ready to watch some porn. And it goes, you know how like VHSs, they'd be like a little staticky at the beginning and then it would like start popping up. And all of a sudden, like the first thing that comes up is Ultimate Warrior making his entrance. I was like, it was a total buzzkill.
That's like the reverse of what happened.
Getting
what
all revved up for that.
That was like the reverse of what happened. You said like on Easter, what like on, you said that like, did we already talk about that? That someone put Girls Gone Wild on during Easter Mass.
Oh, we talked about that like before the show was recording.
This is like the reverse of that.
It's classic.
Just wrong.
But it eventually came on. It was only on for a couple seconds and then the porn started. But... So it was like the porn was taped over the Halloween Havoc.
Oh my god. Why am I not surprised? But then again, I don't know. I'm not justifying it's right. But then, like, it's like when you were like 16 or something.
Well, 15.
15,
I think.
16, whatever.
Yeah, 15, 16.
You want to get even more specific?
I mean, like, what boy probably hasn't done that?
I mean,
gay one.
I mean, like,
or he's looking at gay porn.
But I mean, the best part about it, it wasn't like just a normal one. It was like it had what's his name, Tommy Dreamer's wife, because she used to be in Penthouse.
Who was that?
Beulah.
Remember that was like New Year's or something. We were sitting up here. It's like falling asleep on the couch, and you're like sitting there with the remote, like at the top of the stairs, watching. It was playing the Slickster's theme song.
There was that game. Did we ever talk about this on the radio show on the old computer, X-Tetris?
Extras. Yeah, X-Tetris.
You gotta tell Carolyn about that because you're like the champion at that game.
No, I wasn't the champion. Danny was. Danny was he mastered the pile driver method. Remember that?
Karen, did we ever tell you about that game?
I don't remember it.
Well, first, my brother on his computer had this game called X-Tetris.
Okay.
And it was imagine Tetris, except the pieces are man and woman.
What? And you had to connect their like body parts?
And you connect them.
They were in different positions. Like,
oh my god.
Yeah. It was funny because you know whenever you connect they make like a moaning sound. but you know how serious
wrong.
But you know how serious Danny gets like with games?
Yeah.
He took it like a real hardcore game. Like, he was like, no, I gotta beat this. He's gotta get to the top level. Like, it stopped being funny about, like, the sex points. And now it's all about, like, legitimately, like, being the top scorer, beating the game.
Oh, my gosh.
Remember he was looking over my shoulder while I was trying to play? And I was doing kind of poorly?
Yeah.
He was like, no, you gotta do the pile driver method.
That's
God,
what's
give me that. Let me show you.
So it basically just stopped being about, like, the sex positions and just, like, about being the best at playing the
strategy,
game.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, wow, this lost all of its muster.
Yeah. Well,
sex positions.
Yeah, I looked
Do you remember there was like a, I can't officially remember it exactly because it was like way back in middle school, but you remember those TI-83 calculators?
Oh, yeah.
Like there was like a game that was called Sex or something. It was called Lake Braddock Sex or something. And
Lake
then, like,
Braddock Sex?
I don't know what it was.
There was a game was called like... Lake Braddock Sex.
I don't know what it was.
Who was
it?
Did it have like,
but
did it have
it had
actual...
people's names in it and you had to like pick whoever, like, I don't know what it was.
Go into detail about this.
I don't know what it was.
Well, apparently
it was, like,
it's Lake Braddock Sex.
Somebody
I never
programmed,
went to that high school.
Like, somebody programmed a game. Like, it's a really fuzzy memory in my head.
It's
but
probably Ratish.
Fuzzy math.
It's probably Ratish.
But it was like, how do you even program a TI-83? And it was like this, like, multiple choice sex game or something.
Yeah, Bovi showed me how to do all that. I used to know how to make games. I don't remember now, but oh man. Remember, he was the master at making games.
Maybe Bovi made it.
He used to make games like.
I still don't know what the object of the Lake Braddock sex game was.
I don't know.
Probably just.
It was like a who would you do or something like that. I don't
that
know.
That was probably made by Bovi then.
Would you do?
He would be the only person
I remember
to
I was
that
on.
Game.
I was actually on Bovi's video before, like, whatever, senior year. It was like the. Like, he had. Like videos of hot girls or something, and my legs was in it. Because I remember you told
videos
me.
Videos of hot girls.
I don't know. I was the one who edited that video.
Oh, you did? I didn't know about
Damn
that.
Damn it.
So I had the creative choices. And
you realize how bad that is, man.
Did you edit
video
it?
Of hot girls.
Well, he asked me to cut it.
Wait,
he was
I
like,
want
to
know about
this. You need
this.
To cut this down.
Wait, so how? What? Like now that time has gone by,
this
you can
is,
talk
this
about
is, this.
This
is what happens when you give Bovi a camera.
So was it your camera and you told Bovi just like film hot girls?
No, I just told him here's my camera.
Did you ever do like Peeping Tom stuff?
No.
I'm just wondering what was on there.
We did do Tom Green stuff. We didn't do Peeping Tom stuff. If any Peeping Tom stuff was done, it was done by Mike Bovi. Go on the record. It was done by... I can pull Michael the tapes Bovi. Out, and you can hear his voice talking. I'm
do
not
you,
anywhere...
Do you actually still have some of the tapes?
Well, it's on high eight, so it'd be hard to
but so,
get
But
out.
You do have the tapes.
I think.
Okay.
But...
I'm like, I want to watch these funny. Tapes now.
I don't want to watch these tapes because
actually,
high
don't.
School...
I don't want to, but I'm
his
just saying,
taste,
like...
His taste in women was a little bit iffy sort of situation, though.
But I remember, like, you... I don't know. Cool I don't hooters. Know. I just remember it, like, fuzzily.
I mean...
Fuzzy memory.
I mean, that's how Bovi was back in the day. You changed a little bit, I think. We all changed after that.
Yeah. I mean,
after
like,
that,
I would
after
expect, like,
died.
You wouldn't be this... What?
No, I'm just joking.
Like, you wouldn't be, like, the same, obviously. It's been
No, but
a while.
It, you can tell it's him in this video, because if you watch the raw tape... Because he would stick it in positions that it's really like...
What?
Like, he'd stick it in the... He put it in people's lockers and be like, oh, look, that's me going... But he's talking to the girls he's shooting.
Yeah.
And they're always like, no, don't shoot my boobs.
It's like it's boobies like the Girls Gone Wild guy. Like,
yeah,
all
basically.
Like,
he was a revolutionary in the Girls Gone Wild times.
Girls Gone Wild, high school edition.
I really, back in the day, it was like a mix of doing Tom Green stuff, too, because there was Ryan Monk who loved Tom Green, I guess.
That's
Joe,
good.
Joe, I remember you used to go, you used to always go, ew, man. Like, anytime anybody said anything disgusting, you used to go, ew, man. Like, remember walking down the hallway one time, I was all the way at the other end.
This is high school, right?
Yeah. You were standing there with Bovey at his locker, and he was, like, in the middle of telling you a story, and you kept going, ew, man. Ew, man. And he was standing there just busting out laughing, like,
oh, my
you
God.
Said it, like, six times in a row.
I remember Bovey would just yell out 8th grade sluts and stuff like that.
Yes! No, because that's, that...
Classic.
That was like, justified.
It was like, it was,
that was justified.
It was like a straight up yell too.
It was justified.
Just like, it wasn't just like a holler.
We would It would be us three. It would be James, Joe.
Justified. Wait, was there? That was justified.
It was just no, because like, and there will be these two girls that were in eighth grade, not even developed, slutified to the max. You know
slutified.
What I mean? And they have like makeup and everything. And then it came to the point where Bobby's like, I gotta yell something. He's like, sluts, eighth grade sluts. And they'd be like, what? Puberty? Not yet. That was
actually, it's kind of like amazing that I'm updating.
Are you Twittering too?
I'm updating my Twitter. I just wrote, what are you doing? Talking about eighth grade sluts. People are gonna be like, what?
Remember, I almost got him in a fight.
We need to get Mike on this show. How do we do that?
We go to the bowling alley.
Dude. Do you have a cell phone number?
I do have a cell phone number.
Call him. Call him right now.
Remember, it was 969.
Show's about to end. We'll call him still.
Call him. Just call him. Get him on the air.
All right.
Oh, the show's about to end, like, right now, though.
Oh, damn.
Maybe you should call him, like, on the next show.
Well, we'll try to call Mike Bowie.
Oh.
Dude, I'm so
hungry.
We should
just wait.
I need to get some, I thought we were going to get wings.
Wait for the next show, Joe.
Who told you we were going to get wings?
Remember, we talked about this the other day.
Oh, yeah, well, you did. God. So, I'm sorry.
What do they have wings?
What? Where did you want to go?
Hooters.
I just need some wings, man. I mean, I don't have to, like, eat them there. I'm telling you, man.
Get them to go.
I haven't eaten since, like, 6 o'clock this morning.
Wings. I don't know how to where to get wings right now.
All right, forget it.
We could order even from Domino's, get wings and stuff like that.
Those wings suck.
They're,
the best wings.
Rubbery.
Skin's all rubbery. There is chicken upstairs.
What was that, Buffalo Wild Wings?
I don't really like Buffalo Wild Wings
area?
As much.
Those wings are pretty decent.
They're good, but it's just like too many choices. I just want the straight up.
Too many choices.
All right, we're going to end the show on talking about wings. All right. Hey, check us out on iTunes. Subscribe. I hope you enjoyed the show. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And this is the Master of the Universe, James. Hey.
See you later. See you later.
See you later.
Have a good one.
Have a good one. No, have an okay one.
I'm the kind of human wreckage that you love.